This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Parliament has passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisement and financial transactions related to them. There is a provision of imprisonment of up to 3 years and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees or both in case of violation of the law related to online money gaming. Moving the bill, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said, online money gaming has become a public health menace.
ऑनलाइन गेमिंग एक बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट एक विषय है जो एक डिजिटल की दुनिया में एक महत्वपूर्ण सेक्टर बनके उभरा है. उपसभापति महोदय, इसके 3 सेगमेंट है. पहला सेगमेंट है ई स्पोर्ट्स, जिसमें एक टीम बनाकर खेलते हैं, कोऑर्डिनेशन सीखते हैं, स्ट्रेटेजिक थिंकिंग होती है. हमारे प्लेयर्स ने भी कई मेडल जीते हैं. इस बिल में ई स्पोर्ट्स को प्रमोट किया जाएगा, उसके लिए एक अथॉरिटी बनाई जाएगी और इसको एक लीगल रिकॉग्निशन मिलेगा.
The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been adjourned sine die today. With this, the monsoon session of Parliament, which began on the 21st of last month, concluded. In the Lok Sabha, when the House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, during the session, 14 government bills were introduced and a total of 12 bills were passed. He said a 2-day special discussion was also held on Operation Sindoor, which concluded with the reply of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Speaker informed that a special discussion was also initiated on the achievements of India's space program in the Lok Sabha. He said a total of 419 starred questions were included in the agenda for this session, but due to continuous pre-planned disruptions, only 55 questions could be taken for oral reply. Mr. Birla expressed displeasure of the loss of time due to disruptions.
जिस तरीके से सदन के अंदर, सदन के परिसर में तख्तियां लेकर नियोजित गतिरोध किया जा रहा है, यह हमारी संसद की परंपरा नहीं रही है. और विशेष रूप से इस सत्र में जिस भाषा का आचरण किया गया, जिस तरीके की नारेबाजी की गई, ये सदन की मर्यादाओं के अनुरूप नहीं है.
In the Rajya Sabha, also similar scenario prevailed. Before being adjourned sine die, the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025 were referred to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny by the Rajya Sabha. The Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, DEPWD, under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, has signed an MOU today with Nipman Foundation and Young Leaders for Active Citizenship. This MOU will facilitate the launch of Breaking Barriers Fellowship. The fellowship is a program designed to place young professionals across DEPWD offices to strengthen policy support and advance the implementation of Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act 2016. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov held talks in Russia today. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said the meeting is an occasion to discuss political relationship and review bilateral ties. He said the global context of the meeting today is the evolving geopolitical situation, shifting economic and trade landscape, and shared goals to maximize complementarities. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for heavy rainfall over the North Gujarat region. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani has said very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated pockets of the Western Himalayan region, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Haryana from tomorrow. In sports, the iconic Dal Lake of Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir is all set to host the first ever Khelo India Water Sports Festival starting this evening. The 3-day event will witness over 500 athletes from 36 states and union territories vying for 24 gold medals in rowing, kayaking and canoeing. And that is the end of this news bulletin.